No more we found that. I found arrowhead.
Really?
Yeah, right where the garden was.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
Where the garden used to be. I remember picking strawberries out there because Grandma had strawberries.
Yeah.
I just remember helping snap the beans one time. It was hot. It didn't turn the air on very much or down very low. They did have it on. I just remember being warm and sitting in the kitchen. She always had her clothes out on the line. We were always out on the line. Yep. Got that wild asparagus across the road. I can't stand asparagus. I'm not a asparagus. Never had. When we were kids, when we were little kids, we always played in the milk house. Like our little.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry, my little playhouse. We played in the milk house.
Yeah.
Or we played. Side of the cupboard, the right side, it was either in the south cupboard or in the north cupboard. And I know, especially with Jim, he's like, how do I know what direction this is? Yeah. Or you go out of town here about 2 miles south.
Yeah.
Which way we go? Or go out past Ziggenhorns and turn in.
Because you know where they live, right?
Stump, that's where you want to turn, you know, something like that.
There might be five or six of them, a couple in this yard and four over there, and great directions. Did Grandma ever work outside the home?
When she quit school, when she was going to be, I don't think she went to high school at all. She had to get a job and work, but what she did was work for neighbors, ironing clothes and doing
things. Housekeeping work, that kind of stuff.
But no, she never had a real job working for a company, nothing like that.
Because I remember when she was at the hospital, I don't know if it's when she had her heart surgery that time, and they would come in and ask her questions just to see if she was, you know, same with it or whatever. They were asking her what her first job was.
You know, the old school that she went to, you know, was probably, I don't know, a mile and a half or so from home, at least.
Yeah?
Yep. Out there west of Nichols, out by where, on past where the cemetery road is.
Okay.
And right up there on the curve, the old schoolhouse was there somewhere.
Huh.
Yeah. And so the old home place was way on.
It seemed like it was more than a mile and a half.
I don't know. I think probably had to walk all the time, though.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a bus.
No.
Did you guys have to walk to school all the time?
I suppose.
Horse and buggy or horses or anything?
We had a school bus.
Oh, well, yep.
No.
When I went to school.
Really?
Yeah. How old do you think they are?
Oh, they're old.
The old school bus I rode on, the first school bus I rode on, it only hauled about 12 kids, I suppose. Little short thing. Old lady Shopper drove it.
I was going to say, yeah, Shoppers were the bus driver.
Old Mrs. Shopper, Dwight Shopper's mom drove it. And it was an old Ford school bus, and every time she chipped the gears, they grind the gears, you know. It was an old piece of junk.
Dwight Shopper.
Huh?
Dwight Shopper.
His mother.
Didn't he drive a school bus too, though?
Yeah.
Why? He drove that thing. He drove it for
He's
40
the only
years.
Bus driver I remember. And we'd be in the house in the winter looking down the road. Well, when it gets to Slinson's, we better get out there and get on the other side. Sometimes it would wait. If one of us could get out there and somebody else wasn't ready, you know, hold the bus.
Out there and pick up the Prestons out there, and they lived in the old covered wagons down there on the mud road. And they all ate garlic for breakfast. They did, that's what they lived on.
I don't remember covered wagons, I remember they had a house.
Huh?
They had a house they lived in.
Depression? Yeah, out here in Oaktown, yeah, after they got rid of the covered wagon. But Dave Buck said they lived down in there in Whiskey Hollow in the wagon before that, right by the creek.
Do you have special memories of your grandparents?
No.
Yeah, Grandma always kept her false teeth in a cup in the cup. Every night she'd take them out, but don't grab the wrong cup because you'd find her teeth in. That would be nasty. And Grandpa always had a coffee can that he had to spit his tobacco juice in.
Slide it under the seat in the old truck.
Yeah, if you're riding in the car with him, it was always down here on the floor. Except for the one day when he dumped it.
Oh.
He'd forget to dump it sometime, but he'd come back and he'd just have it set there in the old truck, the old tobacco juice.
And he never brushed his teeth.
And then he'd sneeze.
Yeah.
The old truck had...
The old, mom got married, yeah.
The old truck had a metal dash, you know, the old 50 Chevy truck. And he'd sneeze when he'd chew tobacco. It had rough spots all over the dash.
That's just nasty. They had a chamber pot because they slept upstairs and there's only one bathroom in that house. Every night he sweep, 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 carrying his pot upstairs. Always used his
pot. Stick to Grandma's butt sometimes. Bong! Fall on the floor.
Wait a minute. They had to sleep upstairs?
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
slept upstairs except Mom and Dad.
Really?
Yeah. When Grandpa snored, and my Grandpa snored, and one night there was this window at the base of the stairs, and they had the doors open, and they were snoring in unison in the window at the bottom of the stairs, and you could hear it vibrating.
And this time of year, no air conditioning.
No.
The windows all open up there. Well, Grandpa and Grandma had the fan in their window, in their room. That was the only fan we had.
But usually you'd put it to draw. Or blow in, well, it would suck, or was it blow out, then it would suck wind in, but I don't know.
We'd have to slide our beds over by the window so we could get air.
Mm. Yep, and now it's like, how can our kids go to school?
No school today, the AC's broken, or whatever.
I remember when we didn't have air conditioning in grade school.
Send them anyway. They will survive. They won't like it.
Hey, we went to school up here, kindergarten through senior year in high school.
Grandview School was?
Yeah. You start in kindergarten. It was all day school. And every afternoon you had to take a nap. So you had to take your blanket to school and leave it there. And yeah, every afternoon.
Did you pick it?
Amanda started school, she had to go to the left instead of Grandview. Right? She went to school and left.
Yeah.
Instead over here at Grandview.
Shifting things around. Well, by then they probably weren't using school.
Hmm?
Or were they?
Oh, I don't know. I went to third. If you lived closer to left, you did third grade at left. And if you lived around here, you went up here to Grandview for third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
The old school over at Letts is history.
Yeah, I heard it was.
Yeah, they got the skull leveled off and thrown the ice out.